This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Restaurants, schools, dentist's office, they're all keeping more windows open to increase ventilation and hopefully decrease the chances of encountering the coronavirus. But letting in fresh air also lets in more noise. Now researchers have come up with a device that's like noise-canceling headphones, but for a building.
It works on the same principle, so it detects noise that's coming into the windows and then it's canceling the noise.
Ban Lam, an acoustical engineer at Nanyang Technological University in Singapore. The device looks like a grid of small speakers and fits over an open window. A microphone samples incoming noise and then sends the speaker grid instructions on what sort of anti-noise to emit. The result is to cancel out the incoming sound. For example, here's the sound of a commuter train in Singapore with no noise control. And now here's that same sound with the array of noise-canceling speakers turned on. Compare that to a closed window. The anti-noise device is almost as good, and it allows air to keep flowing into and out of the window. The details are in the journal Scientific Reports. The device is just a prototype, so it's still expensive, and it doesn't block out all sounds. It only masks sound at frequencies from 300 to 1,000 hertz, which includes the rumble of freeways, trains, and planes. But even that could come in handy in a place like Singapore.
Give you a second, there's a plane flying past.
Ban says Singapore already has a lot of green buildings that use natural ventilation.
But the downside is when you have lots of openings, you know, in a building, the noise comes in. So you need some way to manage the increase in noise.
A grid of window speakers could do the trick, especially if people prioritize peace and quiet over a good view, which folks at home tend to do all night. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.